Well, I think like all our guys, they're all working hard, and they've all had their days where they've made some plays, and we'll find out as we go through the preseason games, and certainly the first step will be the scrimmage tomorrow.
What has Rob shown you since he's been with you guys?
Rob's done a good job. I think he's getting more comfortable now in the playbook as far as what we're expecting and some of the different techniques that we're teaching. I think he's had the last few days, I think he's showed some good things. I think his blocking's gotten better the last couple of days. But it's like anything, we're just trying to come out every day and work, and he's doing that.
I mean, he's got the same number as Jordan from last year, and he kind of steps into that role a little bit. Can you compare those guys from a skill standpoint?
Yeah, I don't want to compare, players. I think everybody's different, they're going to put their mark on where they are and what they do well. But certainly Rob can run, and that's something that we like about him, and that's certainly an aspect that he hopes that he brings to our offense.
Hey, Coach, will we still see tight ends in the backfield? Or with the look being this year that there's more fullback in this offense, that we wouldn't see tight ends back there?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the tight end position, regardless of what team you're on, you have to be able to play in the backfield from a protection standpoint, a run game standpoint. So they will have to be in the backfield as well as splitting out and as well as blocking in line. I think that's just part of the job.
Do they like being in the backfield or not?
Yeah, I mean, they've never said they haven't, but I don't know if they would do that. But, no, I mean, they like – it's fun for them because they get to play a bunch of different positions, so it kind of keeps them on their toes, and they got to really learn the whole offense.
Is there a comfort level with Jim and Gary just because they've been here a while? I know the system changes a little bit, when you change coordinators, but the fact that you've been with them for the
– Yeah, year. Jim and Gary, they know my traits. I know their traits, good and bad. But we have a great time. They're two pros. They work extremely hard. They're professionals in every way and just go out and do their job to the best of their abilities. So there's certainly a comfort level with them.
I think people outside the building look at the skill positions and question whether or not the Browns have enough guys at the skill positions. Do you have any question marks about whether your tight ends are going to make enough plays for this offense?
Yeah, I mean, I think when your number's called and the coverage dictates, that's where the ball will go. You're expected to make a play. So, I mean, I certainly have a lot of confidence in the players that we have and certainly in our tight end group. So I'm excited for the season and certainly, for our contribution to this team.
Does Flip use the tight ends a lot differently than Kyle did?
No, I think the tight ends are in every offense are used. If coverage dictates, that's where the ball goes. I mean, now they'll line up in different spots, but I think that's a lot is based on game planning and what the scheme is for that week and what you're trying to do to attack an opponent. But I mean, they're always going to be factored into the game plan. Just depends if it's a run game or a throw game or a play action game or an empty game. So a lot of those things go into that.
I mean, that's the same as whether or not you guys use two or three.
Yes, absolutely right. Like last year, some games we used three tight ends. Is a big part of the game plan, like in the Steeler game here last year, and then other games we may not feature as many tight ends.
I've seen Barnage make a lot of plays in practice. Is there anything, is he being used differently at all, or is he just finding more openings?
No, Gary's done a good job. I think Gary's a steady player that's very, that's smart, understands, and again, he's been able to win versus some coverages, and I think Josh is trusted him on some throws, and to his credit, they've been able to hook up on some balls.